way I believe it.
Well, it looks as though some much-needed rain is on our way this weekend. Certainly in the north, they will appreciate anything that can help stall the advancement of the wildfires. Yesterday, we got the update from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. 18 active wildfires burning in Saskatchewan as of midday yesterday. Four of those blazes are considered to be not contained. And just to be clear, I know someone said to me, what actually does it mean when you say contained or not contained? Contained basically means that suppression action is taking place. The fire is not expected to grow in size. They'll, of course, continue to do ongoing assessment. It's being regularly monitored to assess any risk to valuables in the area. If it's not contained, then suppression action is taking place, but the fire is expected to grow. It's about the ability to control the growth of the fire, and the fact that we've got four not contained in the province means that there's still some more work to do. Five communities remain under evacuation order two: Cumberland House, East Trout Lake, Denaire Beach, Creighton, and Whalen Bay. And so when you think about the journey that those in the north have been on with regard to these wildfires, I mean, it's obviously number one, first and foremost, you've got to do what you can to protect yourself, your life, your family. But property has been lost. Life has been disrupted. In many cases, people forced to relocate temporarily while the evacuation orders are in. And there's a lot of expenses. There's a lot of needs that need to be met in that time. Sometimes it's the most basic things. People leave with the clothes on their back, grab a couple of cherished items, and then hit the road. And so trying to find ways to help people that have evacuated is a full-time job for many, many people. And there are so many in this province that have helped out and have dedicated so much of their time, especially over the last two or three weeks, to this cause. I have a guest joining me who is a great example of that, a great example of leadership. Shirley Isbister is the president of the Central Urban Métis Federation Incorporated here in the province, and Shirley joins me by phone this morning. Shirley, thanks for taking the call.
Well, thank you for having us on.
You know, Shirley, we get a lot of texts on this show. A lot of people reach out and say, you know, you should give a shout out to this person for this work that they're doing. I can't even tell you how many people have acknowledged the work that you and the team at the Central Urban Métis Federation have done. Can you talk a bit about what is your organization?
So CUMPI is a very large Métis organization. We have approximately 250 staff. We're a wraparound organization. One of the biggest things that we've done through the years is we have a number of apartment blocks. We move Indigenous moms, dads, or two-parent families in. And once they're in, their children are brought home from foster care and they live in a supported environment. We do emergency receiving, which is when children are taken into care. Our goal was always that they would come to our homes and the first face they would see would be a brown face. Because the trauma of being taken from that home and then coming to a new home, we wanted them to feel welcomed into that home like we're aunties and kokums, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Shirley, yeah, go ahead, Shirley.
I mean, people would have seen the big motorhome that we have all painted up pretty bright. And that is our community resource unit. And that goes into the community and parks in different places. And we have staff there. And the idea is to make it kind of like a one-stop shop. So whatever they need, if they're looking for housing, if they need to contact the ministry, they're looking for, you know, medical attention, all of these things, that is what the mobile unit provides.
It's pretty impressive stuff. And a couple of people here, even at the radio station, commented, even the name, the acronym of your group, CUMPI, sounds welcoming. I love the Central Urban Métis Federation Incorporated group have done some great work with wildfire evacuees. Can you talk about some of the help you've been offering and assisting with?
So CUMPI is the donation center. So we collected donations and then we delivered to all the evacuees. And like one day on the Saturday, we delivered over 100 strollers to community people. So since the evacuation, we've been open 7 days a week. And, you know, I commend. I mean, we have great board of directors. We have great staff who just pitched in and have been, you know, some of us have been nonstop since the start. Mm-hmm. And it's because we want to meet the need of the community. And I'll touch wood, but so far we've been able to accommodate every thing that every evacuee needed.
Shirley Isbister is my guest, the president of CUMFI, which is the Central Urban Métis Federation Incorporated. I understand you give lots of credit to your team, to your board. You have given your personal cell number to many evacuees so that they could reach out if they need something. This has obviously been a lot of work over the last little while. Can you share some stories and ways in which you've been able to help people, to enrich what is a really challenging time in their lives?
Well, I gave my cell number because, you know, we've been through evacuees before, and it's, you know, you're getting calls sometimes from 6:30 in the morning till 11:30 at night, and I didn't want staff to go through that because, you know, people, they work very, very hard in the daytime. So I gave my cell number to all evacuees, and I'm really happy that I did. You know, I'll give you an example. We had a woman brought in from LaRanche in a wheelchair, and they had to rush out. They didn't bring the foot pedals to the wheelchair, and she was also an amputee. And she phoned me about 9 o'clock in the morning after getting in, and was telling me, and you know, you can't just have wheelchair pedals, foot pedals put onto a wheelchair. So within an hour, we had found her the wheelchair that she needed, and it was delivered to her hotel.
Yeah. I mean, I just love the personal touch that you and the team provide. In fact, one of the listeners told me a story of a young man who was looking or needed something to wear for graduation.
Yes. Another evacuee was graduating and had nothing. And they called me about it, and so we found a double X ribbon shirt, washed it, pressed it, and had it to him by 10:30 in the morning.
Good for you. That's
There's
so amazing.
So many stories of things that people needed that we were able to accommodate, you know, like diapers, formula, milk, snacks for the kids, toys. Like all of these things that you don't think about, you know, personal items. And, you know, and we had some sponsorship. And then we, because underclothes.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to wear someone else's underclothes, mm-hmm. even if they're washed? So we went out and purchased $3,000 worth of men's and women's underclothes. And so we had the ability to give out new underclothes.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of these are there. They may be very, very pointed details, but they absolutely make a world of difference. Shirley Isbister is my guest, president of the Central Urban Métis Federation Incorporated, otherwise known as CUMFI. What about the mental and the emotional, the spiritual, the cultural needs? You know, a lot of these things are day-to-day life necessities, but this is a traumatic time. It's an emotional time. How are people doing? And how are you able to either help or connect them to help through this, Shirley?
Well, I mean, a lot of it's listening, and I'm a pretty good listener. And trauma, you know, people express it in different ways. We also, you know, elders were available. There were supports at the hotel. So, you know, it's that taking the time to listen, even if you've heard the story 10 times, you still need to be able to listen to people, because when you can talk about it, at least then it's part of the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, families were so anxious to get back. But I want to tell you about what we're opening on Monday. So CUMFI also looks after the homeless community in this area. So we provide, you know, snacks and food and, water and everything. But as of Monday, the bathrooms will be open on the side and they'll be accessible. And then this year, CUMFI purchased a shower. and made the shower available. So as of Monday, our homeless community will have the opportunity, which should be a human right, to use a washroom. And then we'll also have the opportunity to shower. And we've made up bags with, you know, everything you need to shower, and brushes and combs and shaving gear and new underclothes and new joggers and T-shirts. And they're ready to go. We have them all sized out. And so people will be able to, in our community, to be able to access that too.
Mm-hmm. Inspirational stuff, Shirley. Before I let you go, this weekend is National Indigenous Peoples Day. And I understand you've got a walk planned, correct?
Yes, tomorrow. So normally it's on the 21st, but the residential school survivors wanted it moved to the 20th so that school children could attend, because we have thousands of school children who come out to do the walk. And it's Rock Your Roots, the Walk for Reconciliation, honoring our residential school survivors. And when we say Rock Your Roots, it's, we want every culture to come out and rock your roots. Wear your regalia, you know, companies come, carry signs, and let's all just walk together, because getting to know each other is how we will applaud diversity, mm-hmm. be able to work together. And so there's the walk, and then there's entertainment, and then there's companies providing soup and bannock and cupcakes to all at the park, and that's, of course, thanks to the funding also.
Shirley, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you, your leadership, your entire team. Thank you for what you do, not only in the community of Saskatoon, but certainly with these wildfire evacuees, truly making a difference in people's lives. Thanks for giving us some time today.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Have a great day.
Shirley Isbister, that's what a leader sounds like right there. President of the Central Urban Métis Federation Incorporated. Just one of, there's so many groups, and we get messages all the time about groups that are making a tangible difference, helping out. This is more than just saying, yes, we would like to donate something. These are making themselves available, answering calls sometimes in the middle of the night, connecting people to service, and doing so with a smile on their face and an outreached hand. So Shirley and the rest of the team at Comfy, thank you for the work that you are continuing to do. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. To Shirley Isbister, love the chat we had with the president of the Central Urban Métis Federation Incorporated, otherwise known as Comfy, doing a ton of really incredible work helping wildfire evacuees. The relief efforts are happening in many ways. We, of course, at Ralco Radio, proud to participate in the Saskatchewan Day of Caring, which ultimately raised over $680,000, which was matched by the federal government in terms of funding, in terms of relief funding. But there's lots of different things going on. I got a note here the other day about the St. John Bosco Wilderness Camp. So this is a camp many of you may know people with, or who maybe you yourself have had family members that have gone to this camp. It's in the Narrow Hills Park, so it was impacted significantly by fires. They're scrambling to get things back together in time for summer camp for the kids, of course. It's coming up here not that far away. The damaged forest around the camp, devastated facilities threaten the programs. 65 years the St. John Bosco Wilderness Camp has been up and running. They need to, as a result of the fires, rebuild their archery range, rebuild the change rooms at the beach, modify some of their programs, and ultimately make it safe for the campers there as well. They've got a GoFundMe page set up on their St. John Bosco Wilderness Camp Facebook page. They've set a goal of $50,000. They're on their way to that now. But there's just another example. There are so many different ways. If you want to contribute, if you want to make a difference, there are ways and opportunities and set up opportunities for you to do that. earlier on the show, I had Minister Jeremy Harrison talking about the announcement that I would say maybe came out informally yesterday about the province's willingness to lean into coal for a little bit longer yet. In fact, they're actually going to be expanding some of the coal mine operations to try and bridge the gap of electricity production in the province to when nuclear comes online. And one of the conversations we had with him this morning is there any idea of a timeline or a budget?
Yeah, I mean, the short answer on timeline is that we need to replace our coal generation megawatt for megawatt with new build nuclear. That is really kind of the time frame. So there are, you know, a number of X's in the equation on that time frame, because we're going through, you know, on the SMR project, the first one is being built in Darlington right now by OPG. So, you know, I would love to see nuclear deployed as quickly as we can, but the reality with nuclear is that this is a process that takes, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. But we're working through that, and as quick as we can get there, we will. On the financial part, obviously, we've done, you know, work on this. And I would say, you know, there are a number of different intangibles in all of that. But and I would preface even this by saying that the reason we have made this decision really is predicated on energy security and reliability. But likely, the capital cost for refurbishment will be, like, less than half of what it would be for new build gas to replace it with. So, you know, I think there's a very clear case on the affordability front as well. But really, we made this decision based on the energy security and reliability imperatives for our grid.
That was the conversation with Minister Jeremy Harrison this morning. You can listen to the entire interview online by going to cjme.com or ckom.com. Okay, we'll take a break. We come back. Sean Sherwood, Poulin's exterminator, here to talk about how to deal with those summer pests. It's a full hour. If you have a question for the exterminator, anything from wasps to ants to mice to bats, whatever it is, he's got some solutions for you here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.